Hi, I'm Chris Lee, and this is Virtually Speaking. Joining us today is Jen Gottlieb, the founder of a full-service PR agency, awarded the Best New Agency in the 2019 Bulldog Awards, and is a powerful influencer with 250,000 followers across all social media, and with real connection and reach, garnering millions of likes and comments. Jen has been featured on many top podcasts, as well as in Forbes, Business Insider, Shape, Women's Health, Goop, and on Good Morning America, PBS, Well and Good, and many more. Formerly as the host of a popular show for 14 seasons on VH1, and as a Broadway musical theater actress, she uses her performance and mindset experience to help entrepreneurs and leaders connect better with their teams, the media, and ultimately themselves. So please join me now with the incredible Jen Gottlieb. Well, hello, Jen Gottlieb. Thank you for joining me here on Virtually Speaking. How are you?
I'm so good, Chris. So excited to be here. This is gonna be fun.
Yeah, this is going to be great. I am really looking forward to this. You are such an exciting speaker. You are so awesome on the stage, and your message and your content is really relevant and needed in today's world. So I'm really excited to unpack your story and what you're all about. I think that it's really exciting that you are somebody who's a big influencer out there in the world, but an influencer with content. You have over a quarter million followers, which really says something about your content, that it resonates with people, and I love that about you. I know you're going to have a major book coming out soon in the future that's going to be awesome, about people being seen. And that's what you're really all about, right? You're really all about getting people to not only be seen, but be really confident in the step it takes to be seen, really building people's not only visibility, but their confidence and their potential. And this is something you yourself went through, right? This is pretty much the world that you live in.
Definitely. So back when in my past life, a while back, I was a host on a show on VH1, and I got to interview some of the biggest rock stars in the entire world. We're talking people like Slash and the guys from AC/DC and Guns N' Roses, and these people that you would think have the most confidence ever. They're performing in front of thousands of people all the time. And they would come backstage, and after their interview, and what do you think was the first thing they would say to me after they were done with their interview?
That was great. You were awesome. That was fun.
Nope, incorrect. They would say, "How was I? Was it good? I was so nervous. Was I okay? Was I good enough?" And I'm like, "Oh my God, dude, you're Slash. Are you really?" So that proved to me that every single person on the planet, even real life rock stars, experience things like imposter syndrome and not feeling good enough and insecurities. And the more that we work with really top entrepreneurs and CEOs and big companies and getting them in the media and getting them visible and helping them teach them how to put themselves out there, the more we realize that it doesn't matter how successful you are, fear is a thing that everybody experiences, everybody, including myself.
Right.
And there's this massive fear about what will people think of me if I say that? What will people think of me if I wear that? I'm not as good as that person. I call it comparisonitis. We all get this horrible case of comparing ourselves to other people.
Right.
And all of these symptoms of fear, I call them symptoms of fear, imposter syndrome, comparing yourself to other people, perfectionism, they hold you back from speaking your truth and teaching other people and showing people what you do, which essentially is taking away an opportunity for those people to be helped by you.
Yeah.
So what we do is we flip it all around and we explain to people that it actually is your responsibility to be seen. Because every day that goes by that you're not making yourself visible to the people that you can help is another day that those people are going to go listen to somebody else or hire somebody else that isn't as good as you and doesn't care as much as you simply because you're too nervous or insecure about putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
So
Yeah,
we teach people the confidence to be out there and be seen.
Yeah, I love that. And there's so many metaphors that that can be used in. I know, like, even being seen in your own community or your own organization or your own family, like really, putting your taking a step forward and saying something that you're scared to say because you're feeling afraid people are going to reject you, or maybe they'll get angry, or maybe they'll just think that you're not worth listening to, and you're afraid of getting that kind of rejection. So there's so many different ways to look at that. And I love that you really have tackled all of that, because I know you worked before you had a PR agency, which I know as a full service PR agency was named one of the best new agencies or best new agency in the 2019 Bulldog Awards. That's pretty awesome. But before that, you were helping celebrities get fit and look their best and and feel their best as well, right?
Oh, yeah. So my first experience being an entrepreneur after my experience being an actress. So I've had so many different facets of my life and so many different careers. My friends and I joke that if I had a real life resume, which I don't because I'm a business owner and entrepreneur, but it would be like all over the map because I was an actress. And then I decided I wanted to create a business helping people feel their best so that they could be seen. And the crazy thing was, is as I was helping people get fit and helping them feel their best, these people were pretty high level people. So the more that they felt great and the more that they look great, the more they would be visible, the more they would be seen, the more they'd be on camera, the more stages they would book, the more confident they would feel. And that was the piece that I loved the most. I was like, I don't care about talking about food anymore. I don't want to teach people how to exercise anymore. I want to teach people how to feel good inside so that they can then go shine and they can help lots of people out there.
Right. So that morphed into the PR business essentially, right?
Well, yeah, it morphed into, well, I met my my fiance and business partner, Chris, and he was doing these events that actually connected entrepreneurs to the media so they could get themselves into publications and on television. And I was starting to get a lot of media myself to build my fitness business. And we came together and we realized that many of these entrepreneurs that he was having at his events were having a lot of mindset and confidence issues when they were meeting these media people. And I was like, well, what if we partnered and came together and created this company where we did PR differently, where we incorporated the mindset piece? And so we taught them the tangible tactical tools on how to get themselves out there, how to pitch themselves to the media, how to message themselves, how to talk about themselves, how to introduce themselves, but really also give them all of the framework and all of the like the foundation of confidence and mindset tools so that they can walk into a room and be fully confident in who they are and not who they think everybody else needs them to be.
Right.
And that birthed into our company. And we have an educational portion of our company. We have events where we teach. We don't just represent different big companies and celebrities and thought leaders. We also teach people how to put themselves out there and how to gain the confidence to do so.
Right, right. And all of this, you know, when you mentioned that you were the actress and that you had the show on VH1. I mean, that's really where all of this started. And I know that you yourself had a kind of a moment where you realized, you know, you were feeling like an imposter, or you felt like maybe you weren't being yourself and you were feeling a little bit awakened in that you weren't really being you and you weren't really enjoying what you were doing, even though you had this massively famous appearance. I think it was weekly on VH1 with a major show for those of us who love rock and roll. And then you said, you know, this isn't for me. You obviously have a really deep story there. Tell us a little bit about that journey and then kind of the realization part of it.
Yeah. So I was an actress, and before the heavy metal show on VH1, I was playing my dream role in the Broadway national tour of The Wedding Singer. And I was traveling all around the country playing this rock and roll chick, Linda. One of the leads in the show was I remember seeing the show on Broadway. I was like, I'm going to play that part. And through a crazy story of auditioning and getting rejected again and again and again, I eventually got my dream role. And I played that part all over the country. I came back and I got this audition for this hard rock and heavy metal talk show. And I'm like, oh, I just did that for a year. Easy peasy. I'm going to go in. I'm going to rock this audition. I'm going to get this part. And I didn't necessarily believe 100%. There was still a little bit of doubt, you know, when I sat in the waiting room and I saw all the other girls in the audition waiting room, and they all had like piercings everywhere and tattoos, and they were real metal girls. Mm. And I was kind of a pretend metal girl. Mm. I was a little nervous, but I went in. And a funny story is, at the end of that audition, they asked me, I pretended that I knew all this information about heavy metal music, which I don't. So spoiler alert, I know nothing about heavy metal. I'm not a heavy metal fan, but I went in there and I faked it. But they didn't care about that. This is crazy, Chris. At the end of the audition, they asked me, they're like, oh, I see on your resume that you do a great Britney Spears impression. And I'm like, oh my God, I forgot that was on there. You know, I'm not going to do my Britney Spears impression in a heavy metal audition. Right. And they're like, will you do it for us? And I'm like, oh, this is going the wrong direction. Okay. So I do my Britney Spears impersonation at this heavy metal audition.
Now, is this her singing or just her talking?
Singing.
Okay.
Singing. So I sing Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman.
Oh, wow. Okay?
The Britney Spears ballad. I leave. I get the call. You booked the part. And the reason that I booked it was not because I knew everything about heavy metal music. It was because they were like, you made everybody laugh with your Britney impression and we loved you and we want you to have the part. Now, what did that teach me? That taught me that being yourself is always the thing that makes people lean in and makes people remember you and makes opportunities happen. But you said, you teased this very well. I lost myself because while I was myself to get this role, I then spent years playing a version of myself that wasn't me, pretending I liked heavy metal music, being this super vampy metal chick in the public eye. Yeah. And I was living a lie because I didn't like metal. This wasn't who I was. And I
not
really believe that
any metal, not even like,
no, not even a little. What I did like was it was a great job. I loved meeting the metal audience, right. The live studio audiences. They're great people. I loved meeting the musicians. They're great people.
Who was your favorite musician who you interacted with and met? I know it's hard to pick.
I know it's not. It's actually really. So when I was on the road with Wedding Singer, I discovered this artist named Lita Ford, who is a rock and roll woman. She was part of the Runaways, I believe, back in the day. And I would listen to her before every performance because I really based my character off of Lita Ford because she was like the 80s rocker chick. My first season on that metal show, Lita Ford walks into the room. I'm like, this is crazy. Wow. Like how crazy how the dots are connecting. And so I got to connect with Lita and say, listen, I've been listening to you every single day, building this character off of you. Look, watch my YouTube, this is you. And she loved it and we connected and it was amazing. So there were a lot of really great pieces of me being on VH1 and I learned so much and I had a lot of doors open for me. But at the end of the day, I was really living out of alignment from who I was.
So how did you figure that out? And how did you have that realization? It must have been a dark time.
Yeah, it was. During that time, I was, my hair was falling out because I was bleaching it platinum blonde. I was severely bulimic because I thought that I needed to be this super sexed up girl. And I experienced a horrible eating disorder. I was depressed because I was in a relationship with this guy that he wasn't a rocker guy, but it was a toxic relationship. But I really believe that when you're out of alignment in your job, you're out of alignment in your life. And I was really lost in all these ways. And sometimes when you can't get yourself back into alignment on your own, I truly believe that the universe comes in some way, shape, or form, and it does it for you. And within a week's time, I found out my boyfriend was cheating on me with one of our friends, and the show got canceled, and he kicked me out of our multi-million dollar apartment, and I had really no money, no show, no connections, no job, no boyfriend. And I found myself going from this really beautiful, perfect on paper life, which it was not. It was not perfect, but it was perfect on paper, to living in this tiny little room with like six other actors in New York with a window that faced a brick wall. And I had to start over. And I remember thinking in that moment, one day I'll know why this happened. That was the only phrase that could get me through that time because I was so helpless. And I was just like, Jenny, you'll know why one day. You'll know why, you'll know why, you'll know why. And I dove into finally figuring out who the hell I was and what I really wanted to do. And I decided that I was going to stop waiting for someone to pick me, because when you're an actress, you're basically always saying, am I good enough for you? Am I good enough for you? And going into rooms and saying, am I good enough? Will you pick me? Can I sing your song? Can I say your words? And I was like, what if I just decided to choose my own destiny? And so I put acting aside and I knew in the back of my mind, this is what I'm born to do. I'll end up back on stage. Maybe not in that way, but I'll end up back on stage somehow. I didn't know how, didn't know it was going to look like this, but I just knew eventually. So put it on the back burner and I started building a business, helping people. So that's how my fitness business started to build. And I created a really successful business really fast. Wow. Through the power of being seen, being visible, and morphing metal girl, changing the narrative into fitness, wellness, mindset girl. And I used the media and visibility to help me do that.
And you already kind of had a, training in that. You already kind of knew how that worked a little bit.
Yeah.
With getting people to answer your calls and talk about you on their, again, picking you, right, to be in their on their publications and in their media, and of course now you've been in Forbes, you've been in Insider, Business Insider, you've been in Women's Health, you've been in Good Morning America and PBS, and I mean this is an amazing resume here. And I know something funny just happened with Forbes. I just mentioned I saw this new article of you in Forbes, and I said, how come you didn't tell me you were in Forbes yet? I have to see it online to find out you're in Forbes. So tell everybody what that story is, because it's a great story. And it's also you teaching about what part of the things are that you teach.
Yeah. So I did this specifically because I have a talk coming up in Vegas and speaking with people like Gary Vaynerchuk and Ed Milet and some really big speakers. So I'm teaching how I took one Forbes piece a year ago and turned it into like about $370,000 in revenue by leveraging it, telling a story around it, amplifying it, getting on a big radio show, talking about it, and getting different leads from those different things. Now, what I want to circle back to at this talk that I'm doing this weekend is to teach people that you can take old media placements or old content and repurpose it and make it new and use it again. So yeah. What I did was I just took the old Forbes article, I put a new photo, I wrote a new story all about something else for my post, and right. The same article, I just shared it. I shared it to provide value and I shared it in a different way. And I got hundreds of messages and people sharing it and saying, congratulations, you were in Forbes, oh my God, including you. And I was like, that's an article that I did last year. I just decided to share it again in a different way.
Right.
So people don't realize that not everybody sees your stuff. Not everybody remembers. People aren't paying that much attention. And you can repurpose and reuse content to tell different stories and just give you that credibility, that influence, that authority again and again and again. So if you've got media, it's not just one time.
One done, yeah.
You can reuse that again and again and again and again.
Sure. And what was that article about? Because that was actually a really good article. Obviously, yeah. Well, you liked it well enough to share it twice. So tell us a little bit about the premise of the article.
It's really powerful. It started for me as an Instagram live. I did this Instagram live because someone asked me this question. They're like, I'm an introvert. How do I, you know, do well networking? I hate networking and networking at events. I am an introvert as well. And I don't like networking events. In fact, I used to be terrible at networking. And
now we're coming out of a pandemic where everybody was locked inside and now they got to relearn these tools. Like when you're dating somebody for a really long time, then you're single again. You're like, oh, I forgot how to date, right?
That's right. People forgot how to network. They forgot how to be in person and talk to people. Yeah. And so I have these four hacks that I use personally to be able to work any room and to dust off your networking skills and be really great in person in the room and make people feel really seen and like they want to follow up with you. So that is what this article is about.
All right. So what are the four hacks or maybe a couple of them?
All right. So the first hack is to announce your vulnerability. Now you may be thinking, what? I thought I was supposed to go in and be like super confident, like I got it all going on.
Right. No.
The thing that connects people the most is when you're real. So think about it. If you and I were at a party and you know, you're secretly feeling really uncomfortable and I'm also feeling uncomfortable, but we're both pretend that we're not, it's going to be a weird conversation. But if I went up to you and I'm like, Chris, oh my God, okay, I haven't been to a networking event in a whole year. I'm like seriously nervous. Would you be my buddy here? And we can hang out and be right here and kind of be awkward together. You'd be like, yes, Jen, I love that. I am too. And we would instantly connect. That's how you connect with people. So if you're, you know, announce the elephant in the room. Oh man, like, how do you know that person? I don't know anyone here. I don't know anyone here either. Great. Right. Let's be friends. So that's the first one. And then the second one is to go in with a goal, all right? Don't go into any networking event just like, I'm gonna go in and I'm gonna like, whatever. Then you're gonna be there forever. You're gonna be really bored. You're not gonna be interested and you're just gonna be flopping all over the place, not even knowing what you're doing. If you go in with a goal, maybe your goal is, all right, you make it a game. I'm gonna find the most interesting person in this room and I'm gonna talk to them. Maybe that's your goal. Or like, I'm gonna get five different contacts and then I'm gonna leave. I like to give myself an out. So once I've accomplished my goal, I can Irish exit. So then when you know in your mind that you can leave once you've accomplished it and you feel very satisfied instead of just like being there and be like, all right, I guess I'm gonna go now. No, you go, you have your goal, you accomplish your goal. Then once you get that goal, you can leave.
Love it. Love that. So what are your clients now? I know you work with, you know, mostly companies and brands. With the PR company. And I know that you also work with people who want to get better at all of this as entrepreneurs as well. But what is it that you're hearing the most right now from people in this world that we live in? Are people scared to put themselves out there because of the fear of backlash? Because there's so much sensitivity to everything right now. Is there a lot of people worried about kind of how they're being perceived and really not knowing what to say? Or what's the main thing you're seeing out there right now?
Yeah, I'm seeing some fear around this whole cancellation thing. And that's a real fear. You know, that's definitely a thing to think about. But also really at the end of the day, it's like fear of not being perfect. people have this fear of like, oh, it's not good enough yet. I don't have the perfect website. I don't have the perfect Instagram. I don't have the perfect spouse. I don't have the perfect body. I don't have the perfect face. I need to do, it's all at the end of the day, like nothing's ever going to be perfect. And people don't like connecting with perfect people. People like connecting to and buying from and learning from people that they can relate to. And since nobody's perfect, being a little bit messy and not having it all together and just doing it anyway is actually the best way to connect with people and get people to listen to you and get people to follow you. And then at the end of the day, like, it's not going to be perfect, but you'll get a lot closer to perfect the more that you do it. So you just got to do it. You just got to go on camera and do it. It's got to kind of suck in the beginning, and that's okay. And the more that you do it, even though it's not that great, it'll get better each time. But if you just sit around and wait for the perfect time to come, the perfect time is never going to come. And then it's going to be a year later and you never did anything.
Right.
So stop waiting for it to be perfect and just say better done than perfect.
Yeah. And what do you think about people who've never done any social media? They've never really put their companies out there too much. They don't think that that's necessary for their job or their company. Do you see a lot of people like having a light bulb go on and saying, oh my gosh, I never thought this was for us as a company, or this was for me as a leader, or this was for our consumers. We're going to care if we did anything like this on social media or anywhere at all online. Are you finding that there's a lot of people who the light bulb goes on and they go, oh my God, I just wasted the last couple years, you know, several years or all these years not doing anything in the public eye because they think they're supposed to do it through word of mouth and just being who they are in their industry?
Well, it's never too late to start. So if you're thinking that right now, like, oh, I wasted all this time, just throw that thought away and start now. But I'll give you a great example without just saying, yes, I agree with you. I'm going to give you an example. Okay. So we worked with this amazing lawyer. Okay. He had a law firm lawyer. So think about lawyer. And then I'm going to talk about something that you would not think is typical for a lawyer to do.
Right.
When we met this lawyer, he did one of our programs and he got his first TV segment, you know, being an expert on the news, talking about some case that was happening. And he was like the lawyer expert on TV. So we influenced him to take that, because he was great on camera, take that news segment and put it on TikTok. And you may think TikTok, that's for dancing, that's for kids, that's right, for young people. This guy's name is Ugo Lord. That's his name. So you can look him up on TikTok. Okay. Ugo Lord put that media segment on TikTok and he got lots of views saying hundreds of thousands of views. So he's like, wow, this is interesting. So he put another video on TikTok. He got millions of views and he went overnight from being nobody on TikTok to having, I think hundreds of millions of views on TikTok, millions of followers on TikTok. So much so that TikTok called him and he is now a content creator for TikTok. He's the TikTok lawyer. So TikTok pays him to make content now and his business has exploded.
So he's a thought leader about law and ways that we as citizens can think about the law.
He wasn't a thought leader before.
Right.
He was just a lawyer. But he turned into a thought leader and that has skyrocketed his business. And he actually emailed us. He's like, thank you so much for kickstarting my entertainment career. He like had no idea that he has this entertainment career now. And now he does, just because he decided to share on social media. So if anybody ever thinks like, wow, that's, I use this example because many, especially older companies or people that are in, you know, industries like law or corporate industries and things like that, they think, oh, TikTok, that's for kids, that's dancing, or Instagram.
Right.
You know, this guy is making bank on TikTok right now and he's a lawyer. So,
right. And he's probably got a ton of people calling him to be their lawyer.
Oh, his business has 10x'd.
Right. Right. So what about the people who, you know, a lot of the conferences that I book speakers for, the people in the audience are not necessarily the owner or the founder or the entrepreneurial type. They may just be somebody who works at the company. They may just be in sales. So I still feel like there's pushback from some of these people that, look, I definitely don't need to go on social media and that's not going to help my job because this isn't even my company. But I still think that this kind of visibility and influential kind of, you know, teaching that you have is good for anybody, even the people who aren't the owners and are just kind of salespeople, just like in their daily, I'm talking about daily interactions with customers, be it in person or on the phone or online, I still think that this confidence discussion and, you know, living up to their potential and creating that influence and that authority in sales, I mean, that's huge. So what do you say to that? And, you know, this stuff works for people who aren't the owners and don't need to be on social media. This works in our everyday lives as well, the stuff that you talk about.
1,000%. Because at the end of the day, it's really, you know, are you want to ask yourself, are you living to your full potential? Like, if you think about, I like to think about this often, I think about the end of my life.
Right.
Like when I'm on my deathbed and it's the end of my life, and there's this crazy that I envision this crazy thing might happen where my creator shows me who I could have been if I lived up to my fullest potential. And if that's not matching who I am on my deathbed, and that's somebody that I don't know and that doesn't look familiar to me, that's going to be the ultimate regret. So when I get to the end of my life, I want to be able to be as close to that version of me as humanly possible. So I don't want to meet that girl. I want to be that girl. And I know that everyone has a desire, not maybe it's not to be an entrepreneur or be a CEO or maybe right. even on stages or any of that, but live their life to their fullest potential.
Right.
And you know, make the most powerful relationships and be the best person that they can be and live the most magnificent life, whether that just means building your beautiful family or going on amazing vacations or having beautiful connections with other human beings. And in order to do that, you need to connect with who you truly are. You need to be able to not just be seen, but see you. See who yeah. you really are and what you really desire, because a lot of people spend years of their life, and many people woke up from the pandemic and realized they were doing this. Many people spend years of their life building a future that they don't even want, that somebody else wanted for them. That somebody else said, you need to be a doctor, you need to be a lawyer. And you just said, okay, I'll do that. You know, I'll do whatever, you know, this person says, whether it is a family member or a teacher or somebody that said that you needed to be this and have this future. And then you wake up and you're like, this is not what is in alignment for me.
Yeah.
When you start figuring out who you truly are and what you truly desire and how you want to be seen in the world, and you start laying that foundation and you start building the confidence to be able to share who you really are, all of these opportunities and doors start to open. Right. And it doesn't necessarily mean in your job or in your work environment. It means in your relationships. It means in your fulfillment of your life. It means in how you serve the world and how you give back and your legacy that you're leaving. So all of this really works for absolutely anybody.
Yeah. And I think that the two things that I'm thinking about right now that are maybe the core things to what you're talking about is when you are an influential person, or you have visibility in what you're doing and you're an authority on what you're doing, all three of those things are really helping others. You know, if you're an authority, you're the person, you know, who's going to help them understand something that they need to know, and you're going to help somebody as a way of being an authority on it. If you're an influencer, you're helping people with advice or with, you know, with some, you know, ideas and with some tools that can help them. And if you're, you know, if you're visible, then you're out there and you're finding people in your organization, in your community, wherever you may be, where you can be a help to somebody else and or an inspiration to somebody else. So being that true, confident person who kind of gets out there and helps people, I think it's a lot of it's about helping people.
Yeah, we live by these four letters. And it's a great way to wrap up our chat because it's one of the most powerful things that helps me put myself out there every day. And it's the word HOPE, and it stands for help one person every day.
Wow.
The best way to feel amazing is to help someone else. So if you can wake up every day and just think about helping one person, just one, it will probably kickstart a snowball effect of helping more people, because maybe that one person, because you helped them, will go out and be a better
right.
person, kinder person to other people. So help one person every day and you'll be happy.
I love that. That's great. Well, Jen, honestly, this has been so much fun. I can say that we have just scratched the surface of what you're all about and the things that I've learned just knowing you and in the, you know, year or two that I've known you. So I'm excited about you as a speaker. I'm really excited about people getting to know you as well. And I appreciate your time, spending your time with me today.
This was so much fun. I love it. I love talking to you. Every chance I get is always a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Jen. All right. Well, I will talk to you soon. Take care.